The views of this program are not necessarily the views of KJLL Radio, its management, or its sponsors. The host is solely responsible for its content. Enjoy.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure...
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good afternoon, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt, and I'm here with my brother Jeff, who's currently stuffing his face with a bratwurst and sauerkraut.
Can't talk. Eating.
Okay, this is like one of the you know, it may be a lesson we learned. Don't eat bratwurst and drink beer before the show.
What?
You're having a good time.
We are having a good
wow.
time.
Wow.
So, yeah, we have some ghost voices that we'll introduce in a little bit. But this is a Fred and Jeff Show. This
I got to tell you, Fred.
Yes.
That's a good brat.
It's
and
good
wait
brat.
A minute. Wait a minute. That's a good St. Pauli girl beer.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Regular listeners to the show know that I only drink tequila. I mean, that's my drink of choice.
Not today.
Not today. And it's we're drinking St. Pauli's straight from Germany.
Wow.
So let's get the big show going.
Yeah, folks, welcome to the Fred and Jeff Show, where we talk about all the things positive in Tucson and Southern Arizona. This is Jeff Ronstadt. You were just being regaled by my older and much smaller brother, Fred. And we've got a lot of folks to say thank you to. And they begin with our friends at Barker Morrissey Contracting, Casa de la Luz Hospice, Charlie's Comics, H&S Estate Gardening, Mayfield's Florist, The Monkey Burger, Power Women Investing, the Tucson Roller Derby Girls, and your friends at Ronstadt Insurance.
And they are your friends.
Yes, we are.
Hey, we want to...
By the way, Fred, Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. So, what is that? So October 15th, Medicare open enrollment. So if you know anybody that needs some help with their Medicare, give us a call, 721-4848.
Awesome.
You like that, huh?
I love that. Well, there's a couple of things. First of all, Janet, who won flowers from Mayfield Forest, we're going to take care of her. Someone dropped the ball. That would be me.
Nice.
So, but she called and just, Janet, you're going to get the flowers. Don't worry. But
yeah,
we will be giving away some more flowers from Mayfield Forest later in the show. So pay very close attention to the dialogue.
Oh, we got a lot of fun today.
Oh, we're going to have lots of fun.
Let's get it going.
Well, one last thing. One house clearing item. We want to thank our community for coming out to see the Goonies.
Oh,
last
yeah.
Saturday.
That was great. We raised a lot of money. So thank you, folks. Great event at the Loft. I got to tell you, the Loft is one of my favorite venues in town.
It is. It is probably the best theater in this community.
It's got to be. I mean, the screening room. Don't get me mad at you, but the
She's
Loft.
She's returned my call, so I'm going to say.
We tried to get
the screening room on to talk about the underground
Arizona Underground Film Festival, right?
And she wouldn't return my call. So
oh boy,
the Loft is
so
now
between
my
the Loft, the Fox, and the screening room. They're great places to go see a show.
They are very
so,
they're great.
All right, so what do you got?
Oh well, okay. We've been talking about brats, and we've been talking about St. Pauli Girl, and with us today in studio are Ronnie Reyna and Tom Hogan from Tucson's Oktoberfest that's happening this weekend. Hey guys, how are you doing?
Absolutely, good. We're doing great.
Thank you.
Well, go ahead.
This weekend,
I'm gonna have a taste of beer, and you go ahead,
and I'll promote this weekend,
Fred,
September
cheers.
29th through October 2nd at High Corbett Field. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Thursday from 5 to 10, Friday from 12 noon to 11 p.m., Saturday from 11 to 11, and Sunday from 12 to 6 p.m. It's our 10th year. This is our 10th year. Our price to get
Stop.
In is only $3.
10 years?
Only $3.
How
and
much
we
did
never
it cost three?
Raised the price.
So it's
children under 12 free.
Well, they don't drink a lot, so they should be free.
And on Thursday, if you bring 3 cans of food on Thursday, you get in for free because one of the groups that we're raising or helping out in the community is the community food bank.
Perfect.
And those guys need some
yes,
food.
Yes, they
so
do.
Bring
we love
3
the food
cans,
bank.
Get in for free, and have a great time.
Great. Sweet. That's awesome.
So, Tom, if people were to go to TucsonOctoberfest.org,
yes.
which we're looking at right now, you've got a large, huge pile of entertainment going on.
Absolutely.
At this thing. I mean, well, you have the Hofbrauhaus band, which
is Hofbrauhaus band, Rusty and Hildegard, world class for many years. I mean, they've been doing this for probably 40, 50 years. They're absolutely fabulous, world class band. But we're going to let Ronnie Reyna talk about that a little bit, because you've helped put this this whole entertainment program together for us, Ron.
Yeah, Tom, it's been my pleasure. And we got some great entertainment, like you said, like Fred and Jeff have said, or alluded to in between bites.
Yeah, I haven't said anything. I'm stuffing my face with this brat. Who made these brats?
These are Clement's sausages. They were provided by Cisco Foods. And these are two sponsors that we really couldn't do this event without.
Well, it's good. Yeah. Sorry, Ronnie.
That's no problem. Hey, on Thursday, we've got some entertainment. The Tucson Prunes will be out there with Rob Garino and Alan Michaels, who will be most of the time be an MC out there. Rob Garino is KVOA Weather. On Friday, we've got Mickey McCarter.
Wait a minute. Did you say the Tucson Prunes?
Tucson Prunes, yes, sir.
Prunes like what you eat to go to the bathroom prunes?
Yeah,
they're
like,
fabulous.
Fruit
they're
of the Underwear has their dancing grapes. I mean,
Alan Michaels is a member of the Tucson Prunes?
No, he's going to be one of the MCs.
About 45 years.
Oh, I thought he was a prune.
Oh, he's not a member?
No, I thought for sure he was a member.
No, I love Alan. And most of our listeners, I'm sure, know exactly what we're talking about. But it doesn't surprise me that Alan Michaels is a Tucson prune.
Doesn't surprise me either.
Sorry, Alan. Go ahead. Sorry, Ronnie.
That's no problem. On Friday, we've got Coyote Country Cloggers, the Tuba Cats, University of Arizona, Polish Folk Ensemble. The Coyote Country Cloggers are going to be there twice, as a matter of fact, performing Friday night. We've got Dan Maris, KOLD News, Alan Cate.
He's an optimist.
Alan Cate, what's Alan Cate going to do?
He's going to check on the traffic.
He's going to check on our traffic.
Alan Cate is fabulous. He's the closer for the prunes.
John Overall, KVOA News, is going to be there.
Oh, you got to love John.
Yep, he's good people. Saturday, we got the McGuire Academy Irish Dance, Kids Unlimited, bunch of cute kitties. Tucson Tap Attack will be performing twice, Saguaro Stutters, Dan's West, the Rusney Folk Ensemble, Pure Native Band. These guys are really good. It's kind of like chicken scratch music, if you all know what that
is. Great Oktoberfest music.
It's going to be really very good. And we've got Razor from KLPX, Aaron Pickering, Mickey McCarter again.
Are you on Saturday?
That's Saturday.
Are you on Saturday? What about the St. Pauli Girl, the original?
All you guys out there, the St. Pauli Girls. You got the St. Pauli Girl.
How old is that original St. Pauli Girl?
She's young. Actually, it's not the original, but she's the St. Pauli Girl.
She was a former Barker's Beauty.
One and only. Yeah, she's fabulous.
Former Barker's Beauty out of Michigan, now living in California. She'll be here from 12 to 3 signing autographs. And maybe some lucky guy can take her back to the airport and get her back to L.A. where she has a 6 o'clock modeling gig.
Nice. Very nice. So you guys are pulling out all the stops this year.
That's Finley Distributors. Oh, this is fabulous. And go back to Friday just for a second. Friday night, about 6 o'clock, the Wiener
Absolutely.
Dog Race.
The Wiener Dog Race.
The Wiener Dog
Friday,
Race.
Friday night at 6 o'clock, we have the opening ceremony with the Seven Pipers. And
nice.
If you guys
These
have ever
guys
heard them
great.
Play Amazing Grace, it'll bring a tear to your eye.
Yeah, we're actually going to get those guys on in a couple months.
You know, listening to Fred and Jeff on iTunes brings a tear to my eye.
So, and Alan Michaels.
And the prune, yeah, Alan Michaels. Love you, Alan. So, anyhow, you guys sound like you have action-packed times going on out there. Good for you.
It's action-packed. We're great.
Tell us where the money's going.
The money's going to a couple of different places. First of all, it benefits the Optimist Clubs of Tucson. And so, whether it's the Pueblo Optimist Club stuffing 1,000 backpacks before school in August and handing those out to elementary schools, or it's the Uptown Optimist Club buying hundreds and hundreds of books for the readings through the Readings Fundamental Program.
Great.
We have 12, or the Uptown Optimist Club has 12 schools that they each receive $1,200 a year.
So you guys are all about education.
Books. Absolutely. Well, yeah, not only that, but at the University of Arizona Health Sciences Center, we just gave a $10,000 donation to help fund a research project
Diamond
for Doctor at Diamond Center for Dr. Katsanas.
Great.
And I asked him, how much money do you need? He said $10,000.
And you
so
wrote him a
gave
check
it to him. Absolutely.
That's great. Good for you guys.
Yeah. Those
good
are
for
the
you guys.
Optimists.
Guys like you, businessmen in our community that hold fabulous events like this to raise some money for much needed programs. Cheers to you guys.
Yeah. And real quick, Jeff and Fred, I'd like to really thank a couple of people that, like you said, business people.
Please.
That do things for us. Enrique Cerna of the City of South Tucson, very, very instrumental helping me get some things done in South Tucson. Northwest Fire, Chief Pesqueda, Dr. Cindy Dowdell, and my buddy Max Zendejas out at Zendejas, serving Mexican food with a kick. That sounds like an advertisement, but Max helps us out a whole bunch.
Hey,
with,
that's okay.
Some of the things.
As long as that kick goes through the uprights, we're all happy.
Different Zendejas, same family.
Well, that's okay. We still love the kid.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't thank my staff at Double R Promotions allowing me to work on this this event as long as I have. And we're going to have some beautiful T-shirts out there. And then I got to say thank you to my lovely Julian, Ray, Haley, Brianna, and Aiden, my grandkids. And
did you forget anybody?
I don't think so.
I'd like to say a shout out to God for allowing me to be born here in this beautiful old Pueblo. I'd like to thank that cop on Speedway that didn't stop me
because
I was driving 90 miles an hour to get here. Come on, don't stop now.
And don't forget the children's fingerprinting in the kids area.
Yeah, that's great.
For free.
Good for you guys. All right, folks. The Oktoberfest, the big Oktoberfest at High Corbett Field. Come down and get some great food. Trust Fred and I. It's outstanding.
It is good.
And cold, frosty beverages from Findlay.
During this break, we'll be getting more bratwurst, so it might be a longer break than normal.
Yeah, that 17-day diet on is going right out the window. All right,
thanks,
folks,
Fred.
Stick around.
Thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome.
Thanks, guys.
Stick around.
Thank
we'll be
much.
Right back with some more fun here on the Fred and Jeff Show.
Riding all day long. Tumbleweeds around me, hear my lonesome song.
Top of mind awareness is when people think of your company, your product, or your service first to fulfill their needs. One of the most effective ways for your business or organization to achieve top of mind awareness is through radio advertising. Ackerley Advertising has over 40 years' experience in the advertising field. As creative advertising practitioners, Ackerley Advertising is in the idea business. Creative energy centers on breakthrough ideas that build and maintain strong relationships. These ideas are developed by Ackerley Advertising through research and managed from conception, implementation, to post-campaign evaluation. Call Ackerley Advertising today to achieve top-of-mind awareness for your business. Visit AckerleyAdvertising.com or call 546-9707. Ackerley Advertising is all about big ideas. Call today, 546-9707.
Do you suffer from irrigation leaks, a broken sprinkler, leaky valves, or you just can't find the problem? At H&S Garden, we provide high-quality, reliable service at reasonable prices. Our repair technician has over 25 years of experience. And if you hate pulling weeds, raking mesquite beans, or trimming those thorny bushes, just leave the dirty work to us. We're licensed contractors with 30 years of experience in landscape management. Our crews are professional and take pride in their work. We'll meet you on site to establish a program that works for you. Call today at 293-6488 or visit us at hsgarden.com. H&S Garden, a family-owned and operated Tucson small business.
What's a monkey burger?
A simple, well-made burger, cooked to your choice.
Why monkey burger?
We called it that because come see our art on the walls. It tells a story. Monkey burger, where it's impossible to be a food snob, even if they do serve wine, beer, as well as Tucson's best burger. 514-9797.
Just drive right past Olive Garden on Broadway and Craycroft and park in front of Monkey Burger.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
And welcome back. This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my brother, Jeff.
Hola, everybody out there in Tucson. And actually, hola to people all over the country who have tuned into today's show to listen to our featured guest.
All over the world.
All over the world, from Australia to Tucson.
God, I'm just reeling from the bratwurst and the St. Pauli girl.
Fred, you've heard nothing yet.
No, I haven't. So, okay, in studio with us today is a Tucson icon, and we're gonna try to make her blush. But this is, you know, we're having a challenging football season to date.
We are.
It's a little bit challenging.
We are.
But some of the best things that happen on that field happen during halftime.
That's right.
We have the pride of Arizona, and leading the pride of Arizona are the Twirlers.
Right.
And with us today is the number one Twirler, the Grand Dame of the Pride of Tucson. No, she is. It's Shirley Bertolini. How you doing, Shirley?
I'm just fine.
Shirley, it's great to see you today in the studio.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
I'm really excited about this.
So Shirley, tell us, how did you find your way to Tucson, Arizona?
Well, first of all, let me tell you about this career of mine.
Please.
It's more like a Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. And it's been very satisfying, but lots and lots of hard work, but very, very satisfying to me. Very rewarding. I've helped a lot of girls, and it's been wonderful. But getting back to when I came here, Jack Lee brought me here from Detroit, Michigan.
Now tell our listeners who Jack Lee is.
Jack Lee was the band director, who wrote Bear Down Arizona, and I worked with him for 29 years. Long time.
That's a long time. What year was that, if you don't mind me asking?
I came in 54.
1954.
But he started in 1952.
Okay.
And he brought me here in 54, and I was the first twirler here. Actually, when I was on the field, I had to twirl in a band uniform.
I think we see a picture of it here on the website.
I mean,
is this you twirling in that band uniform?
Oh my God, yes. but my first games, I had to wear long pants because girls were not allowed to have shorts on campus.
Really?
No.
Well, let's talk about that. What was the U of A in Tucson like?
Well, hold on. Before we do that, for our listeners who have access to the internet right now.
You got
to
give them this. Let's tell them tomorrow we'll have this wonderful picture.
It's already up.
Oh, is it? Oh,
yeah,
goodness.
So go to fredjeff.com, click on the link that says Shirley Bertolini, and you'll see this picture. It's gorgeous.
Oh, my.
So, Shirley, what was it like in Tucson back in 1954, a transplant from Michigan?
Well, when I first came out, I came out on a train, and I had two partners with me from Detroit, Michigan.
Right.
You know, the cactus and the palm trees were something very, very different for me, but I loved it. I loved it. The first time I went back at Christmas time, I couldn't wait to get back here.
Really?
Enough snow. No more. No.
So you show up on campus in 1954.
Yes.
And how many kids matriculated at that point?
I believe there were less than 10,000.
Less than 10,000.
Yes. I lived in Maricopa Hall, by the way.
All right.
Yeah, Maricopa Hall still standing.
Barely.
probably a lot nicer back when you were there.
Well, we had sleeping porches, and we slept outside.
Yeah, that's right.
All the sleeping porches were not covered. No.
Yeah, really?
Like big Arizona rooms on the on the dormitories.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yes.
That's great.
Yes. But I needed a job desperately. This is just a little story here. I needed a job, and naturally, I got a scholarship here. Jack helped me out. But my job, he got me to lead the dogs out at the Greyhound racetrack. And that was good money because it was $50 a night.
Wow.
Yes, there was only one problem. I had to be back in the dormitory by 10 o'clock, and that didn't work out the first night. So my roommate let me in, but while I was leading the dogs out, my good friend Jack Schaefer, who was the star photographer,
sure,
took a picture of me, put it on the front page. And
of the Daily Wildcat or of the Arizona Daily Star?
Arizona Daily Star.
Oh, what a rat.
Yes. And Dean Carlson called me into the office the next day. But Jack worked it all out, and I lost my job. Obviously, I couldn't keep that job.
Because
all the dormitories were locked at 10 o'clock. You know, everybody had to be in their dorm 10 o'clock. No question.
Very, very, very different
so
times.
That went down the tubes, you know.
you should charge Jack for that.
Yeah, there you go.
Remember that picture?
But
$50
a night. I did teach a lot of girls, one in particular, Paula Welsh, who became Miss Arizona, and she won the talent contest in Atlantic City.
What year was that?
Oh, let's see, 1962, 64, somewhere around there.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
So how does someone become a twirling phenom like you have been in your life?
I don't know.
I mean, how does someone come up with that vocation? I mean, you get on the train, you move from Michigan to the old Pueblo, you're here in Tucson, you're thinking, well, this is a great place to be. You're going to school full time.
Yes.
You're on, you know, you're in front of the football team, you're out there entertaining people with the pride of Arizona.
I loved it.
And of course, you loved it. You did it for 4 years.
That's right.
And then something in you clicked and said,
well, Jack,
I think I want to do this for a life.
Well, Jack wanted, after I graduated, Jack wanted to have 7 twirlers. And he wanted to have them all wear breastplates marching down the field. Remember, that was when the old-time band came down the field with the drum major twirling the baton. And the girls each had a breastplate, and they spelled out Arizona.
Cool.
And then when halfway through the pregame, and they spelled out America, we changed 3 breastplates. And it was just gorgeous.
That's great.
Just gorgeous.
That's great.
And
then, that's what sold you.
Absolutely. I fell in love with the girls, and kept going.
So now, when you started, you were the first twirler at the University of Arizona.
That's correct.
When you graduated 4 years later, how many twirlers were there?
I brought in 7.
Oh,
I
so you recruited
7.
The rest of the twirlers during
absolutely.
Your
time.
How did you do that?
Well, I judged, at that time, I judged all over the United States twirling contests. And that's how I got them.
So you were out there picking the cream of the crop to come
you
to
got
Arizona.
It.
Did you guys get scholarships?
Some of them did, academic, some a little bit of scholarship money. My scholarships now, let me just back up a little bit.
Sure, we got 2 minutes before the break.
Jack Lee, when he passed away, and Jim Keane took on the girls, or the band.
Right.
He wanted me to start my own scholarship fund, which I did. So everything I make at the university, I put into a scholarship fund. And it's just been growing and growing, and the girls get a scholarship
to perform, to twirl.
Absolutely.
Wow,
absolutely.
That's wonderful.
There's sort of a gaping hole here in the storyline, and we got to address it.
Well, we got a whole second half of the show to address. Gotta,
because we need to figure out where you learned how to twirl. Because it's like all of a sudden it's like you're judging nationally, and I'm like, wait, where did that come from?
How'd you do that?
so we have a couple seconds on the other side of the break. We're gonna have our cigar.
Yeah, quick cigar, of the week,
and then we'll be back with Shirley.
Yeah, so stick around, folks. We got a lot of fun stuff coming up.
CNN Radio. I'm Barbara Hall. The defense lawyer for Dr. Conrad Murray says pop star Michael Jackson gave himself the dose of the powerful anesthetic that killed him. During opening statements, attorney Ed Chernoff admitted Murray ordered a number of drugs for Jackson, but insisted he had the singer's best interests in mind.
Dr. Murray also ordering midazolam and lorazepam because he had hoped that he could switch to those sedatives to wean Michael Jackson off of propofol. so he could sleep naturally.
Prosecutors say Murray gave in to Jackson's demands for drugs because he was motivated by money. More than a dozen deaths are now linked to an outbreak of listeria traced to Colorado cantaloupes. And Apple's long-awaited iPhone 5 is expected to be revealed next week. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
Thank you for calling Bank. Our banking hours are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m.
You have reached Bank. Please call back during our normal business hours.
Welcome to our hours on Monday through Friday.
It is after 5 p.m. We are closed. Hi, thanks for calling Ally Bank. How may I help you?
If your bank doesn't have a real person available 24/7, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense, just people sense. Member FDIC.
Your life is on your computer. Family photos, music collections, email. What if a hard drive crash or virus wiped out those files tomorrow? That's why you need Carbonite Online Backup today. Carbonite backs up your computer files automatically. They're kept safely off-site, and it's easy to get them back. Carbonite gives you unlimited backup for only $59 a year. Try it free at Carbonite.com. No credit card required. Use offer code LIFE and get 2 bonus months with purchase. That's Carbonite.com. Offer code LIFE.
If you're thinking of investing your hard-earned money in the stock market, I have one word of advice for you. Stop! Wall Street lost over 45% of your money twice in the last decade, and they're about to do it again. An eye-opening free report reveals what Wall Street doesn't want you to know. How to grow your wealth safely every year and never lose a penny even when the stock market crashes again. For a limited time, you can get a free report with all the details at bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com. Don't risk another penny of your hard-earned money in the stock market. Get this free report and learn how to grow your wealth safely every single year and never, I repeat, never lose a single penny, even when the stock market crashes. It's far simpler than you think, and you can get all the details in this eye-opening free report, which is available for a limited time at bankonyourself.com. Again, that's bankonyourself.com. Go to www.bankonyourself.com.
Hi, I'm John Fina from Performance Footwear, and a lot of people think that after I finished playing pro football, my health insurance would not be an issue. Not true. So when I needed a great health plan for me and my family, I called the folks at Ronstadt Insurance. They hooked us up with the perfect policy from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, and we couldn't be happier. So if you're shopping for health insurance, give my friends at Ronstadt Insurance a call at 721-4848. They'll be happy to help you. Oh, and when my mom and dad turned 65, my friend Jim at Ronstadt Insurance helped them find the right Medicare plan. Call the pioneers in good service at Ronstadt Insurance, and they'll help you buy the right policy the first time.
Ronstadt Insurance is a full-service insurance agency. Give us a call at 721-4848 or look us up online at ronstadtinsurance.com. Ronstadt Insurance is an agent authorized to sell health insurance plans from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
This is Lamont Hundley from Arizona Health with your Fred and Jeff Show fitness tips. When it comes to your personal exercise routine, balance should be the most important ingredient. It's easy to lose track of time during a workout. Often we end up doing more strength training, then your cardio gets shortened, and there's no time to stretch. Balance is always the key to fitness success. You need an accurate portion of cardiovascular and respiratory improvement exercises, strength training, and always stretch before or after the workout. Just as a balanced diet is important in your nutrition, a balanced workout would help you achieve greater results. For more information, please contact Arizona Health at arizonahealth.com. This has been Lamont Huntley with your Fred and Jeff fitness tips.
May I light that cigar for you, sir?
Thank you.
And welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And this is the time we reserve for the show when we talk about the cigar
store of the week. Yeah.
The Tinderbox.
That's right.
5350 East Broadway Boulevard at the Williams Center, Suite 124. Our friend over there, Mark Lohr, who is the owner, proprietor of the joint, and I was there before the show started, picked up some really nice cigars, and this week they're highlighting the Romeo y Julieta Reserva Real.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a really nice smoke. It's got an Ecuadorian Connecticut shade wrapper. It's a very light, beautiful wrapper. And you would really love this cigar.
Fred, I've had this cigar. I love this cigar.
Yeah, it's a nice medium. It's more on the lighter side, too.
Yeah, no, it's a great smoke.
Yes. Yeah,
great smoke.
And it's got a Nicaraguan binder and filler, and tobaccos from Nicaragua and Dominican Republic. It's just a smooth, creamy smoke and a wonderful, wonderful treat.
Yeah, we want you all to go down to the Tinderbox and support them, you know, little local retailer, Cigar
yeah,
of the Week.
And let them know that you heard it on the Fred and Jeff Show. They love to have our listeners in there. They got a beautiful a lounge with a TV, a nice humidor full of these Reserva Real.
Yummy cigars, yeah.
So go and enjoy some Romeo y Julieta Reserva Real. And on the other side of the break, we're going to be talking with Shirley Berlini, the Grand Dame of the Pride of Arizona.
At Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that'll exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's Mightiest, is at a new location, the southwest corner of Speedway and Craycroft. Open 7 days a week, Charlie's is a full-service comic shop. New comics, back issues, all your collecting supplies, action figures, t-shirts, and more. No subscription too small. Shipping available. Call 320-0279. That's 320-0279, or click on charliescomics.com. Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's Mightiest.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A House of Light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
And welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ross. I'm with my brother Jeff.
Hello.
And I am taking a vote right now. How many people think that the show should start with bratwurst and beer every week?
Two. So, folks, welcome to the Fred Jeff Show. We've got a great guest today.
Oh, the Grand Dame of the Pride of Arizona.
Yeah, sure.
I love saying that because it's so fitting.
Shirley Bertolini. Shirley, and you know, Shirley, the great thing, you know, that I know is that behind every strong, successful woman is a quiet man. And your quiet man is sitting right next to you, Don yes. Bertolini. And in between the break, I introduced myself, and Don used to play baseball at the U of A.
Yes.
So that's how you guys met.
Yes.
And blind date.
A blind date.
Yes. Can you imagine?
You, this strapping young man here, had to be set up on a blind date. Amazing. And so, and Don, you played for Frank Sansett?
Yeah, but I was not much. I was there.
You were there. You just enjoying the pine, right?
Good, something,
good for you.
Yeah.
Good for
Rick
you.
Carey and Fred Ang Jr.
Wow. We can have you back on a show and talk about U of A baseball. Shirley, before the break, we were talking about you and how you became this twirler extraordinaire back in Michigan.
I mean, before you came to U of A, there's a little bit of a backstory we want to hear.
Well, I started twirling when I was 10 years old and twirled all through high school. And through those years, I entered a lot of competition. Jack Lee, back then, before he was band director at the university, was a judge for some of the twirling contests at the University of Michigan.
There's the connection. Okay.
Yes. And he saw me twirling there, and he saw my two partners there. And the one partner, Bill Lester, he was 1 year ahead of me, brought him here 1 year ahead of me as the drum major for the University of Arizona. And they talked about bringing me out here with my other partner, Ken Teal. So the three of us, during the summer, worked and got on a train and came out in 54.
That's great. Now, did Jack... Yes. Did he coin the phrase "the pride of Arizona"?
No.
Who came up with that moniker?
I think it was several years after that.
Okay.
After his passing.
Okay.
But I can't give you an answer. I'm sorry.
Stumped the guest.
Yes. Yes.
That's okay.
You really did.
Well, there you have it, Fred. Up to you now. So you came to Arizona, you came to Tucson, you had a ball.
Yes.
You're twirling at the U of A. Yes. You've got to have all kinds of great stories about, you know, what it was like in Tucson back in the 50s.
One of the beautiful things during my career is meeting Frank Borman, the astronaut. He presented me with the Alumni Association Award on the field in 1969.
Wow.
Which was beautiful.
And he was an alumni, I take it?
Yes, yes.
That's great. Yes. So from someone who circled the orbit to...
It was a wonderful experience.
That's great.
Absolutely.
That's great. Now, how many girls are twirling today?
There's only three this year.
Only three? Yes. Why is that?
Well, it's very difficult for the girls, for students coming from out of state because of the high tuition.
Okay.
They just can't afford the out-of-state tuition.
Okay, and there's not a lot of kids twirling in Tucson or Phoenix? Or
There's several of them, but we wanted to have a higher higher caliber of twirling, and with the girls that I have this year, they're outstanding. One is from California, one is from Flagstaff, and one is from Tucson.
Great.
But they're outstanding as a team.
So how do you guys work with the band? I've always wondered how it is that you guys are all in such good sync from week to week to week. Do you have the same routine you work on all the time, or do you switch it up?
Well, let me tell you, in August the 1st, we always work 1 week to 2 weeks before the band even gets to school.
Okay.
Always. And we have a drill chart that we work with. Back in June, the band director will give us a drill chart of the whole show.
What does that mean, a drill chart?
The drill charts tell us exactly where we are on the field, how much time we have on the field, what music we'll be twirling to, and we put that together before the band even gets their drills on the field. So we're ready to work with them when they have their drill complete.
And so you guys kind of practice separately, and then
absolutely
what Saturday morning you get together and put it
all? Well, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday we start practicing, the girls do, and myself, at 2 o'clock. We go until 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock is when the band meets. Mm-hmm. The band meets from 3 to 5:30, and that's when we work with the band. Saturday mornings, even game days, we go from 8 o'clock in the morning to 12 o'clock noon.
And you guys are twirling throughout the year. It's not just
football. Oh yes. Oh, it's we go right into basketball. Used to be basketball started when football stopped. Not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore.
No.
Crossover,
basketball
yeah.
starts right away.
So these girls have
October.
A pretty busy schedule.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And all of these girls are 4.0.
Wow.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Yes. Yes.
So you have some high achievers.
It's wonderful.
That's great.
Yes.
So
yeah.
How many, over the years, how many girls have come through your program?
Oh, my Lord. Hundreds. Hundreds. I used to have sometimes 16, 18 girls at one time.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a lot of girls to keep track of.
It's a big job. Big job. And I like this much better because... we perform a little bit more artistic, the three. And the three girls do one, two, and three baton all the time. And it's beautiful to watch.
That's great. Three batons.
Oh, yes. Like Saturday night on the field, mm-hmm. we had a feature of one baton, two baton, and three baton. It was beautiful.
That's great.
Yes.
That's great. It's kind of a lost art, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. It's very expensive to have lessons and buying equipment. That's, you know, the economy.
Sure.
What can I say?
Sure. Are you doing anything locally to promote twirling at the high school level? Or
we're trying, yes. Yes. I think one of my twirlers teaches a girl that is twirling at Catalina Foothills.
Great.
Yes.
That's great.
But that's the best we can do. You know, with the schedule that these kids have, it's very difficult.
Well, and they are here for an education.
Absolutely.
But this is what the life story... I mean, 20 years down the road, kids don't remember what, you know, who was teaching their econ class or what happened in econ. They remember hanging out with Shirley and, you know, our friends.
They remember coaches.
They remember coaches. They remember the people that make the impact in their lives, and you're one of those people. You know, I've got three friends that we talked about before the show.
Oh,
Mary
yes.
Halbach and Stephanie Sabo and
yes.
and Sally Shamrell. And all three of them, if you say, hey, what was one of the things you remember most about attending U of N? They're like, Shirley Bertolini.
Oh, my.
She was a ball. They just love you to death. So good
well,
for you.
Let me tell you what's interesting. This year, well, 4 years ago, one of the girls that's on my line, and this is her fourth year, her mother was on my line
wow.
in the 60s
that's
and the 70s.
Great. That's yes. great.
Yes, yes.
That's great. So have you had a lot of those generational?
Oh, yeah. I've had two of them.
That's great.
I mean, yes, it's beautiful. Let me just tell you another thing that I happen to remember. One of the big experiences, beautiful experiences I've had is dedicating the London Bridge in Lake Havasu with the University of Arizona Band.
Yeah, tell us about that.
That was fabulous. Hot, but, you know,
a little bit of a backstory because, you know, history is lost on a lot of people, but the London Bridge in Lake Havasu was actually in London.
That's right.
They numbered
that's
all the right. bricks. They brought it to Havasu, and that's actually the original London Bridge from
that's
London.
Right. Their Chamber of Commerce.
It was some kind of a chamber.
Hey, let's get people to come to Havasu. Hey, we got the London Bridge.
Well, it was some kind of reciprocal deal between England and the United
that's
States.
That's right.
So they actually transported the London Bridge to Arizona.
And you it guys was, dedicated. How
yes.
did you get chosen?
Oh, Jack Lee was always asked to do everything. Just, for instance, we were always in the rodeo parade, but the rodeo itself, they asked him to perform a halftime show in the rodeo grounds. Can you imagine in the, in that dirt? But we did it.
Wow.
And we were also, he was a great friend of Mike De La Fuente.
No.
From Mexico, and we did a lot of the bullfights, performing our halftime shows at the bullfights.
Down in Nogales?
Absolutely. And then we would go to do every year for 10 years, we did the Blanco y Negro, black and white ball in Hermosillo. And we went to Guadalajara for oh, I guess it was about 4 days we stayed down there and performed at all the schools.
That's great.
Yes, we did a lot of traveling back then.
But and not so much now.
No, it's too expensive.
Right.
It's just like going away to all the the football games.
Mm-hmm.
We always traveled to the away games.
Mm-hmm.
Up in Colorado, California, all over. But you know, you just can't afford it anymore.
But the band now, isn't it so much larger than it was back in...
Absolutely.
How many kids were in the band in the 50s and 60s?
I think when I came, it was, maybe 70 in the band.
That's not a big band.
No, and then he kept... But remember something, there weren't supposed to be any women in the band back way, way back when.
Why is that?
I have no idea. But he built the band up year by year, year after year, and it grew and grew and grew to where it is now.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, it's a fabulous band.
Yeah.
But we need to go back to the Lennon Bridge story.
Oh, okay. what can I say about the Lennon? I just remember dedicating it, you know, standing around doing all the performing, that's all.
So every halftime show you guys did, you would take those halftime shows on the road and perform them all over the place.
Oh, yes.
So
absolutely.
You guys were really ambassadors of the University of Arizona.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Do you guys, and you guys don't do much of that anymore?
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
That's a shame. Now, if someone called you up and said, hey, Shirley, I've got this event, and I'd love for the Twirlers to come out and perform for a small honorarium, is that something you guys...
Oh, absolutely. The girls would be honored to perform anywhere that they are asked. Absolutely.
Oh, that's...
They would love that.
That's
they
great.
They would love that.
Do you get asked that a lot?
Not a whole lot.
Maybe because people don't know they can do that.
That's exactly correct.
Yeah, they're...
That's right.
Maybe
at a party, if somebody wanted them to perform, and what I do is, if they wanted to donate, I would put it into their scholarship fund.
Perfect.
Yes, that would be fabulous.
So we hope some of our listeners that might be interested in doing that. How would they get a hold of you to set something like that up?
They could call me at my home.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. So we'll have that phone number. If we get anybody that wants to do that, we'll forward them on to you.
That would be wonderful.
That's great. Now, you being the years that you've been doing this, they all there's some sad experiences, too.
Oh, yes. We had, back then, Jack, every spring we would do a tour, like an outreach to all the different high schools in the state. And one year we were in the snow country around Springerville, and the person that was driving the truck was killed. Mm. And we had to continue, go on with our program.
Right on with the show.
But that was very sad. Then several years after that, our drum major, Larry Edwards, who lived in Texas, was coming back to join us in El Paso for the Sun Bowl, and he was killed also. This was 10 years after that.
Hmm.
So I've been through a couple heartaches,
sure.
And that game I remember vividly because we put his shako on the middle of the field when we performed the halftime show.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
So at the end, when you decide to hang up your batons, how do you want people to remember you?
Oh, golly. I don't know. All I care about is helping girls with their education. And there was a little joke about if I ever got into trouble or had a problem, I have attorneys and medical doctors all over in every state of the United States. So, you know.
Can you elaborate on that a bit, Shirley?
If I ever needed
just as long as the statute of limitations has expired.
If I ever went to jail or something, I guess. I don't know.
You got the goods on some powerful people, right?
Yeah.
One of the things I was very curious about when I was reading your history and the history of the Twirlers is that you used to... twirl on horseback.
Oh, yes.
Equestrian twirling.
I had 10 years. I had a team of 10 students twirling on horses in the rodeo parade every year.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was before I started judging the rodeo parade.
Now, did they have, like, people walking next to them with a handful of batons?
No. We did not drop that baton.
That's got to be your credo. Do not drop that baton.
There you go. You hung on to the horse with left hand, and the right hand we had the baton.
That's amazing. Oh,
I received the award that year for the most unusual entry.
What do you remember what year that was?
Oh.
Or of the 10 years, when was that decade? Was that in the 50s and 60s?
I think it was in the 70s. Yeah, it was in the 70s. End of the 70s, I think.
Well, we'd love you to bring that back.
That'd be awesome. That would be so cool. Please. watching baton twirlers on horseback.
Yeah. We lost the cannon. You remember the UVA football games? We'd score and boom, they'd shoot that cannon off.
Yeah.
And then we've lost the girls on horseback twirling. We got to bring some of this back. Come on.
Obviously, there's twirling now. I mean, all the bands, all the high school bands that come through, and the twirlers are still in the parade.
Yeah.
But not on horseback.
Oh, come on now. That's all we need.
That's awesome.
You only have to train three.
Or one. Fred would be happy to do
I'll
it.
I'll do it.
Hey, Fred, I'll teach you.
I'll stand next to the horse, and I'll be walking next to the horse. If a baton falls, I'll do very quickly. I'll just hand another one. So it looks like nothing happened.
Ah, that's great. So we only have a couple minutes left, Shirley. The time has gone so fast.
And we have some housekeeping.
We do. We want to give away some roses to our listeners.
Yeah, so we're talking to the Grand Dame of the Pride of Arizona, Shirley Bertolini. Bertolini. And she told us several times what year she arrived in the Old Pueblo.
That's right.
So the first caller at 529-3508. 529-3508 will receive a dozen roses from our friends at Mayfield Florist.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we'd like to give you a dozen roses today too, Shirley, for being our guest.
Absolutely.
We absolutely appreciate this. We know the last couple of weeks we've kind of messed up because we've been so excited to have you on the show that we keep sending out emails to our listeners today that Shirley's going to be on the show.
Yeah, today was the third newsletter that said Shirley Bertolini is going to be on the show. And then
we're very excited to have you here.
Well, thank you for inviting me. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely, absolutely. So in the last couple of minutes that we have, anything that you'd like to share with our listeners that we haven't talked about today? You've written down all your notes. And now, are you working on your memoirs? Are you working on
stories?
Oh,
I'm going to write a book. You can rest assured I'm going to write a book.
Now, what would be your favorite story in that book that you're going to write?
Oh, dear. All of the wonderful experiences throughout the years.
Yeah. Any of them stick out in your mind right now? Can you think of one that you can share with us?
Meeting my husband.
How did that happen? A blind date. We heard that earlier. It was a blind date.
Yes.
But who set this blind date up?
My roommate. Yes. Okay, let's go on to the next thing.
That's too funny. How long have you guys been married?
50 something years. I don't know. After 50.
54 years.
After 50, everything goes fast.
You're blushing. It's great to see people in love.
You two clearly are.
Good for you.
We have two sons, and they both live in Alaska. We have six grandchildren, and everybody lives up there.
Any twirlers in the lot?
I had two boys that twirled. Two sons twirled. They both went to Amphi High School, and but they ended up playing football. So
good for them. I have to tell you, I don't know if I'm comfortable enough with myself to be a twirler, especially in high school. I mean, you've got to be a strong person.
That's right.
To follow in mom's footsteps. So.
That's right. That's right.
So, Shirley, you are one of our favorite people. Thank you for being who you are, for being one of Tucson's icons and all of that you do. Thank you, Shirley. Folks, we'll see you next week on the Fred and Jeff Show. And remember, you can check us out on iTunes anytime. So take care, Tucson.
Good night, Tucson.